Good morning, everyone.
Ooh, I like this.
We got a, this is a blessed day for communion in the gym. We'll begin with prayer in the communion class.
Okay.
Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all of your provision. Help us to go forward in you in every way. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless every speaker today as we go forward. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we made it to a real interesting part of the book. This is page 26. Yeah, 26. Forgot my glasses. He said, what it means to discern the body. I love the way he put this. This gets real interesting as you go down. He said, in fact, I believe that when Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body, in Matthew 26, verse 26, the disciples did not need any explanation like the one I just gave. They knew that he wanted to impart to them his life, his health, and wholeness. Mm-hmm. These men were with him every day and not once did they see him sick. Not once did they see him come down with the flu, fever, or stomachache. He never had to say to them, can one of you preach the Sermon on the Mount for me? I don't feel up to it today. He never said that. Never happened. The Lord was never sick.
Amen. And he walked as a man.
He did. More than that, he was vibrant. Full of life, full of health. This is revelation. This is the image we have to get to. We have to see ourselves as he is.
Amen.
Because as he is, so are we.
Amen.
In this world.
Really,
Brother Horton pointed something out when Paul gave all the problems that he had. He never mentioned sickness. Shipwrecks. Thieves, you know, he fell among thieves, all kind of things. But he was never, this is revelation. When we discern, the more we discern his body, the more we can see ourselves as he is. And if anything goes wrong, which it will, we can rebuke it and go forward. And, practice is a good thing. We know that if we drink any deadly thing or get bit by a viper or whatever, we can claim immunity. The revelation that you can claim immunity, it mounts up as you practice it. If I get bit by a mosquito, I claim immunity.
Amen.
And I can feel where they bit me, but it won't swell if I take authority over it. You start where you are. And they had this kind of revelation. One day you may have to believe God. You may be in the woods, you may get bit by something that's poisonous, and you may have to claim immunity.
You know, the people that handle snakes, they don't see the part where Jesus said, you know, you don't tempt the Lord your God, and that is tempting the Lord your God.
Yeah. They read over that.
Yeah, because you take up stakes and stuff like that. But, you know, if you read in the, you know, when he was tempted, you know, when Satan... He said, "You do." When he told him to pull his, you know, give his angels charge over and just take off the pinnacle of the temple and jump off, he said, "You do not tempt
you don't
the tempt Lord
God.
Your God."
No.
And that's tempting the Lord your
no.
God.
But if you happen to get bit by a snake,
right.
Claim immunity. They had years ago, a comedian was talking about that. They had pictures on the wall of all the people who died handling snakes. They didn't have the faith, I guess. You know, people can go weird. You know, people. It's easy to get off on a tangent.
Whereas, I mean, you know, God can't honor that kind of faith.
No.
I mean, that's not true faith.
No,
that's
that wasn't necessary.
Biblical faith. So there, it's just by the grace of God and mercy, I guess a lot of people don't be it.
Yeah.
But that's not faith.
No, it's not.
Because it's that. No,
you don't have to prove your faith. Faith is something we live by. We don't have to prove it. It proves itself. But that's a form of pride. You don't have to prove that. We live to honor God. That's the message. He left us in a condition so that we can finish our course. As he is, so are we in this world. And when we walk in that, we show people who he is. And when
As he is, so are we in this world. Jesus never, and the, you know, Paul didn't. Nobody in there went and picked up snakes.
No. No. That,
As Jesus is.
That comes from the hills of America.
That just taking one thing, and that's not rightly dividing the world,
no,
is it?
And people get off on tangents, but God does not. If you follow him, you won't, you'll come out of tangents, you know, whatever happened. But learning who God is, the revelation that, you know, we have to have, the more we have that revelation that we can do whatever Jesus did.
Amen.
He's our standard. Whatever he did, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
No less. Yeah.
Amen.
There's no reason why we can't walk on water, raise the dead, heal
that
the sick.
That shows you that shows you completely the will of God as far as healing's concerned.
Yeah.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
Because all you have to do is look to Jesus.
Yeah.
The author and finisher of our faith.
Yeah.
And he never put sickness on anybody.
No. He died, he paid a high price so we could have his
life. Glory. Say that again.
He paid a high price so we could have his health, his wealth, and his wholeness. And then when it comes to wealth, it's whatever you need, whatever you need.
Yes.
It's not people go on a tangent with being with lavishing their lives.
And God, some people are meant to be that way in the kingdom.
Yeah, God give
like
people,
Abraham.
Yeah, he give people. I believe he give people great wealth to make a statement and solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because the goal of wealth is to distribute, to
not
be a
to
blessing.
Consume it on our list.
Yeah, you can put things in motion, get people working. You know, but if you throw it on a bank, you're going to die and the bank's going to have it. It's just, it's going to go to others. They waiting on, you know, the banks, they just laugh at wealthy people. They keep that money in the bank and assets, but you're going to run out of time one day.
That's true.
But you can put things in motion while you're here. And you can put, you know, you can love people, be a blessing to people, get people working. It generates more wealth anyway. And then you can.
Amen.
But it does the will of God. I guess we bow out. How are we looking on time?
8:46.
Okay. Well, we'll stop here. We'll pick up on page 27 next week. It's real good. But when the more we see him, and we have to make the choice to live in his image, to live in his health, to live in his wisdom, in his knowledge, in his character. Whatever character Jesus had, we got it. We have access to it.
So when I see you and Deborah and me and David and Ray and Mary, I'm seeing Jesus.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's very important for us to walk in.
Uh-huh.
That him die to self and walk in. That's taking up the cross and dying to self.
Dying to self. You deny yourself and pick up his cross and follow him. His cross is the love that he's given people.
Yes.
That's the cross we pick up.
That's good.
That he, you know.
In other words, you, well, like I said, die to self and walk in love.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. I said, Lord, what about love? He said, in heaven, love is measured by what you do. Mm-hmm. He took up his cross, carried it, mm-hmm. and they hung him on it, and he knew they were going to hang him on it, and mm-hmm. he died for
it. He did it anyway. It's the worst part, he was separated from the Father.
Mm-hmm. Every time Henry Gruber gets
that was a whole lot worse than all them sins, he was being separated from Father God.
Yeah. Every time Henry Gruber gets in danger, he said, I'm already dead.
Oh, that's good.
We're dead to the world, we're alive to God. Mm-hmm. He's, see.
You know, Thurston, at least I'm talking for myself. We as a people, when we think of dying to self, we think of us doing stuff, that mm-hmm. we're taking up our cross, we're dying to self, we're not going to be selfish, and we try to do it in a soulish way.
Yeah.
But the key to it is you just love Jesus and walk in his ways and stay with him, and all that's just added to you.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It just comes natural to you, the love.
That's how it works.
But I can get in the work sometimes. Well, I got to do this. I got to say this. I don't need to say that. Which is okay. But I do know when I'm spiritual Mary, uh-huh. instead of just Mary, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
I don't have any effort.
Uh-huh.
You can do anything you want to, and I love you.
Yeah, that's the hard
part. Even with you.
He said, this superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us.
Superabundant grace. Mm-hmm.
Releasing it within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding.
That's good.
A lot of things happen as we obey. Okay, we're moving on.
Practical understanding.
Yeah.
Don't we, Deborah?
God is practical in all of his ways. Everything he do, it makes sense. There's a reason for it, a good one. That's the God I know. Mm-hmm. And you asking, when you say the word God, people think whatever they think about him. But he is the word of God.
Yes.
He's practical, loving, kind, a blessing, a contender for what's right. He said, okay, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing,
yes.
My spouse's healing,
yes.
My children's healing.
Thank
you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive.
Amen.
We can receive all the revelation we need for healing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness. All forms of forgiveness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And wash me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, and wholeness.
Yes.
The only reason I'm righteous is because of the shed blood of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And I can live in his love. All right, dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless us to go forward. And Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing, all the good things that you have for us. Help us to go forward in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I
have
one quick thing from Isaiah, the Passion Translation.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking here about making fools of fortune tellers. He says, but I confirm the word of my servants and fulfill the prophecies of my messengers.
That's right. He backs us up.
Amen.
We put things in motion, he finishes it.